few more laws in the Hanukkah that we're learning, Tafresh Ayin Zayin. It's possible that the oil that one uses for the Nerot Hanukkah can have a Kedusha to it. For example, let's assume that you need a half hour's worth of oil. So the law would be, let's say the Nerot went out early, went out after 10 minutes. So although you're not obligated to relight the menorah, we said many times, kafta en zakukla, but those 20 minutes of oil were designated, or 30 minutes, but the 20 minutes remaining were designated for mitzvah. That half hour was earmarked for the mitzvah of Nerot Hanukkah. So that oil now cannot be discarded or used for mundane purposes. The best thing to do was, if that happened on the first night, just use that oil for the second night. And therefore, you're using it for a mitzvah to light the menorah, and you get around all problems. The issue would be on the last night. The last night, if that happens, for example, the eighth night, now you have, let's say, some oil that was left over from the half hour we're talking about. So that oil is clearly designated for the mitzvah. So the halakha says you only have one option. You have to take the oil and you have to burn it and get rid of it. You cannot use it for personal use. Even though you can argue and say, well, why don't you save it for next year and light it for Hanukkah? Mishnah Berurah says that that's not an option because we're worried in the interim you might come to use it for personal use. And the Chacham Avadia is strict even to use it for Nerot Shabbat, even to use it for something, the next day maybe, Shabbat. The Chacham don't give a leniency. So the only thing to do is put it in a container and burn it and get rid of it. The question would be, let's say there's some leftover oil after the half hour. Remember, the guy put 2 hours worth of oil. Okay, so after the half hour, it went out, and now you have some extra oil on the bottom. That oil is not kadosh, because that oil is extra. It's after the zman. Although some people say that if you put it in stam, Mishnah Berurah brings down some opinions, say if you just put it in stam without thinking, without making any stipulation, it becomes Kodesh as well. So therefore, the best thing to do is to make a condition before you put the oil in and say, I'm only interested in the first half hour's worth, and everything after that is regular. Hakam Avadia says a bigger hadush. He says you can even make a better stipulation. You can say, I only want the oil that's going to light. And once it goes out, I want to use it, even within the half hour. He gives a tet for that. So again, if a person made that condition, then he doesn't have to worry about anything because he stipulated. But again, we're talking about a case where there was no stipulations made and he put it in and it went out within the half hour. The Ner Tzion brings down something very interesting. He says that the custom to burn the Nerot or to burn the oil is a Sigula to protect the person against murder that year. Hazrat Shalom shouldn't die in such a way. So that's a Sigula. But nonetheless, there's another option that the poskim say. If let's say you have this oil over here, and the guy wants to use it, he doesn't want to burn it. So the halakha says you'd be able to add oil to it, kosher oil to it, regular oil to it, and nullify it in 60. That's called batel b'shishim. Even though we have a general rule that says, en rebatlim isu l'chatechila, normally you're not allowed to mevatel it on purpose, but that's only on isu deoraita. But in Yisud Rabbanan, it's mutal lebatel Yisud Katayla, like Maran wrote in Siman, in Yuradea, Siman Tzaditet. Even though Maran in Ilchot Hanukkah, he writes over here, Yesh Omrim she'asu lebatelo, but the Pri Hadash says, first of all, the only word is a Yesh Omrim, and the main thing is in Tzaditet Yuradea, and therefore, Pri Hadash shows that Maran's main opinion is that in Yisud Rabbanan, including Hanukkah, it'll be permissible to be lebatel. And that's where Hakam Avadia comes out as well. So there's either the option of burning it or the option of being mevatel. Now, the last question would be, what about a case where a person went to the store before Hanukkah and he bought a container of oil, especially the oils that they have today that have on it for special oil for Nerot Hanukkah. There's a picture of a menorah on the bottle. And it's used for the menorah usually. And now after Hanukkah is over, you still have half the bottle left. Do we say that that was earmarked for the mitzvah? The Hachamim, Hachamavijah brings a proof that we're not concerned about that. You don't have to be worried about that. This proof is from a better case that the Magen Abraham brings down. The Magen Abraham says, let's say you put the oil in the menorah already. You filled up your menorah. And then you decided not to use that menorah tonight. That oil, even though you put it in the menorah, does not have kedushah because you didn't light it yet. So therefore, if you could use the oil that you already put in the menorah, called sheken, you could use the oil that's still in the bottle. And therefore, we're only talking about over here oil that was used for the mitzvah itself. And the poskim throw in that on the eighth night, that the wicks that already were designated for kodesh, so you should put them in the fire as well. The wicks, you cannot be mevatel them so easily. So therefore, in that case over there, you just have to take the wicks from the last night that were designated for the kodesh. Again, we're talking about the wicks over here after the mitzvah is over, which means during the mitzvah, the wicks, obviously, after the mitzvah is over, it's over. But nonetheless, they take the wicks and they burn them. So the poskim ask a question, Chavodiyah deals with it as well, why after Sukkot, the halakha says that the schach doesn't have any kiddushah to it. But when it comes to the menorah, the oil, after Hanukkah, it has a kiddushah. The holiday's over. Explanation is simple. That when a person designates his schach for the sukkah, his kavanah is he wants it to be kodesh for the 7 days. After the 7 days, his mind says, I want to use it after 7 days. Nobody thinks about the schach after Sukkot. He knows it's designated for 7 days. But when it comes to the oil, his kavanah is to use all the half hour. So his mind was on the whole half hour of oil. So therefore, if only 20 minutes was used, his brain was this whole shi'ud. So what do I care if Hanukkah's over? Bottom line, he designates, like he made it ikdash. And therefore, even though Hanukkah's over, let's say it's the eighth night, it's finished, still he has to deal with it and make a fire and burn it and not use it for personal use.